WGN Radio's daily conversation about the life of business and the business of life. This is The Opening Bell with Steve Grzanich on 720 WGN.
Good morning again, everyone. Welcome back to the program. Thanks for being here with us on our Monday edition of The Opening Bell. Statistics about crime and violent crime in the United States show that it is on the decline. Those stats have been showing that for quite a while. So why is there a public perception that it's getting worse and in some places is worse than it actually is? Joining us this morning, John Gramlich, a writer and editor at the Pew Research Center and the Fact Tank there. John, good morning. Welcome back to The Opening Bell.
Good morning, Steve. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you for being with us this early in the morning. The stats, as we go through them, show a really different story than the perceptions, don't they?
Yeah, they do. And this has been the case for a long time. In the U.S., Americans tend to think that crime is on the rise, even though, like you said, the statistics show it has been declining for most of the last quarter century.
Let's talk a little bit about some of those numbers. And we've seen, in some places, double-digit declines, right, in violent crime?
Yeah, nationally there has been huge declines in both violent crime and in property crime over the last, going back to the early 1990s. I mean, the crime rates on both the violent side and the property side have fallen by more than 50%. And that's been the case in recent years, too. You've seen a decline since the mid-2000s. Even though there was an increase, there hasn't been a steady decline. There have been year-over-year increases occasionally, but the long-term trend is definitely a big decline.
Then the public perception, where does that come from? Is it we in the media who are doing a disservice to the public by not presenting these facts early and often as we should to them, or where are they getting this at?
Yeah, that's a good question. I'm sure to an extent it is what people see in the press. And one thing that is important to keep in mind is that crime is always a very localized experience. Obviously, in Chicago, there's been a lot of attention paid to violent crime and murder. And it could be that people don't really think about it in terms of national crime rates. So that when they're thinking about crime, they might be thinking what they just read in the paper about something that happened in their own city, you know, yesterday or the previous year, and they're not thinking about the fact that, you know, their own city might be an outlier in that sense. So to an extent, it just could be, you know, the questions that people are asked in surveys about crime are not what they're thinking of in terms of what they're seeing in their own community.
And talk to us a little bit about the surveys that have been done. I know we have notes here on Gallup survey, 18 of 22 Gallup surveys since 1993. They were asked about crime, and in each one of those, the public said they believe crime is up.
Yeah, but what's interesting is that Gallup and also asked the question in different ways. And so if Gallup, for example, they ask every year, is crime up nationally compared to last year? And in 18 of these 22 surveys going back all the way to 1993, 60% or more of Americans have said, yes, crime is up nationally, even though, like we said, crime has been going down. But fewer people actually say crime is up when they're asked about their own community. So it's still a substantial portion. You know, there's still half of Americans or so believe that crime is up from one year to the next when they're talking about their own community. But it's interesting to me that it's consistently lower than the number who say the same thing about national crime. And so that does show you that people do think about crime differently when they're asked about their local community versus the country as a whole.
Yeah, and the perceptions that are gained from press coverage are especially significant for, let's say, a city like Chicago. We've had to deal with this with Chicago is the perception of it as being the murder capital of the U.S., but that's not really the case.
No, it's not, and it has not been the case for decades, actually. I mean, the difference there is just the difference between the raw number, for example, of murders that happen in Chicago versus the rates. I mean, Chicago has a lot of murders. It has more murders, in fact, than any city in the U.S. by a long shot. But, of course, Chicago is also the third largest city in the country. And so when you adjust for its large population, Chicago is not anywhere close to being the murder capital of the United States. It's well below other cities. It's got less than half the murder rate of St. Louis and Baltimore. and it's below other cities too, Detroit, New Orleans. So the large population there means that it's not really the murder capital. But, of course, that's not to minimize the problems that Chicago has. I mean, in raw numbers, it does see a lot of violence every year. And so, you know, it's kind of a matter of perspective if you think that the problems there are being overblown. I mean, clearly there's a lot of violence, and it is an issue that probably needs to be addressed. But it's just not, you know, it's not when you adjust for the population, it's not quite as dire as maybe a lot of people have in mind.
John, is there an issue with the data that's coming from the FBI, the Justice Department on this that might be skewing people's perceptions? Does the data need to be presented differently, or is that pretty straightforward?
Well, the one thing to keep in mind about crime data is always that it's not exactly perfect. In the U.S., crime data has a lot of flaws, and one of the flaws is that it's very delayed. So we're into 2019 now, but we don't expect to get national crime data for 2018 until as late as October of this year. And so when you're thinking about crime and how it's covered in the press and how people understand it, there's a big delay. And so we often don't even know what the current situation is because things are so delayed. And then the other thing is that the crime statistics that we tend to focus on are reported crimes only, the crimes that are reported to police. And what we know from surveys is that many people don't report crimes to police. In fact, the majority of crimes don't get reported to police. Many crimes do, such as car theft or, murder is a pretty easily trackable crime because it's the most serious one. But other crimes like assaults and burglaries and theft are very common and often not reported to police at all. So the picture you're getting about crime is far from a perfect one.
Yeah, and as you dive into the data, at least for me, one of the more concerning things, aside from the rate of crime, is the rate at which crimes are solved. The data shows that is a huge problem, that the clearance rate is low everywhere.
Yeah, and that's another thing that's very localized from city to city. It can be very low in some places, especially for violent crimes. I mean, there are some places in the United States where, you know, even fewer than half of murders are solved. And the overall picture is most crimes are actually not reported to police, and most of those that are reported to police are not eventually solved. And so really, you're looking at about a quarter of all crime that actually takes place in the United States being both reported to police and being solved in the end.
So what do we do with all of this information? Is public policy being impacted by the perception, or is it vice versa?
That's a good question. I think that there is probably some impact on public policy and the perception of rising crime. I mean, you always, you know, during the 1990s and afterwards, you had a lot of politicians running on this tough on crime, you know, campaigns lasting well into the present day, even though, as we said, crime has been falling. So there is probably a policy impact on, you know, on the difference between these perceptions and what's actually happening out there.
What kinds of questions would your dream research survey on crime include if you had to set one up?
Oh, that's an interesting question. I would love to dive in more deeply personally to the reasons why people think that crime is up, like you said at the beginning of the segment. I'd love to know why people are thinking that crime is so bad. And one thing that's hard to get at sometimes is the number of crimes or the volume of crime versus the type of crime. When you ask people, is crime bad? They might not be thinking of it in terms of is crime, you know, is there more crime? They might be thinking of the nature of the crime. They might be thinking of, you know, drug-related crime, gun crime. We don't know exactly, and we can't really know until you really probe the question of what people have in mind. So the more questions you can ask, the more follow-up questions you can ask to get at this question of why they're misperceiving what's happening, I'd love to know that.
Yeah, same here. John, great conversation. Thanks for being with us again this morning. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
John Gramlich, a writer and editor for Pew Research Center's Fact Tank blog. You can find more online at pewresearch.org, and make sure you follow John on Twitter at John Gramlich.